Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's yet another exciting day here in Nairobi, Kenya. So welcome to my podcast. So today we are going to talk about navigate about long distance relationship in this episode. We'll be discussing communication strategy and maintaining trust and keeping the relationship existing, because those are the things that affect long distance relationships. Long distance relationships can be tough, but with the right mindset and communication, they can also be incredibly rewarding. I mean, they can be something beautiful, something that you didn't imagine about, whether you are a long distance relationship or considering one. We hope that this episode will provide you with some helpful instincts and advice on how to go about that. First, let's talk about communication. When you are in a long distance relationship, communication is the key. Like, communication is a key. It's a key. It's very important. It's important to establish regular communication routines, such as scheduling video call messages, staying connected with the partner. However, it is also important to give each other space and time to pursue individual interests and activities. As much as you are going to be like, you need to make phone calls and video calls daily, it's also important to give the other party time to also work on, you know, their normal growth and their personal stuff. You understand all that? Next, let's discuss about maintaining trust. Trust. In any relationship, trust is important, but in a long distance relationship, it can be even more crucial. It is important to be honest and transparent with your partner as you communicate openly about the concerns or the insecurities, you know, all that stuff that's happening on your mind. Building trust takes time and effort, but it is essential and healthy for a relationship. Building trust can take you more than 3 years or 3 months. It can take you long, but breaking it can take less than 5 seconds. In less than 1 second, it's gone. And the thing with trust is that once broken or once it's gone, oh, my friend, I'm telling you this, the hardest thing to get back is that which we call trust. Finally, let's talk about keeping the relationship exciting. When you are apart from the partner, it's important to find creative way, you know, the creative way to make the relationship interesting and fun. This is, you understand me? This could be, you know, this could include planning surprise visits, sending cakes, sending care package, sending gifts, or trying new activities together virtually. It's also important to have a shared vision for the future and to work towards common goal and aspiration. In summary, long distance relationship can be challenging. It can be hectic sometimes. It can be boring. You can feel lonely and boring. But with open communication, trust, and creativity, they can also be incredibly fulfilling. Remember to prioritize your own needs and interests while also making time for your partner or for your other one, you know, for the better half, whatever names that you call each other, and always communicate openly and honestly. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast, and we love you so much. I personally, myself, I do appreciate you. So the podcast today was navigating through long distance relationship, and join us next time for keeping more inspiring stories and details on how to go through a healthy relationship or long distance relationship and all that stuff. If you have any question, you can DM me on Instagram, Kings_Brighton, Twitter, Kings_Brighton1, Facebook, Kings_Brighton Ching, all other platforms, just Kings_Brighton. You'll see the profile picture over there. DM me with the questions that you have, if you have any concerns, if you have any story that you like to share with the people from the podcast, we'd really appreciate that. In the meantime, have a blessed day and bye. Thank you for your time.